Welcome back to Cozy Moon Podcast. My name is Shan. It is me. This season 21. I'm so happy it's fall because that heat. Well, I hope you guys had a great summer. We're back. And this season, I'm focusing on American children and that education system and what needs to change and what needs to improve and what we're missing and what we don't need in order for these kids to excel and be where they need to be. Right? Right. And that is why you are here, because you feel the same way I do too. I hope you guys enjoy the season. My name is Chantal. I am the mom of the girls. And don't forget to check out shambipodden.com. All right, let's get into it. Everywhere we go in this world, there are signs, words, directions. And when we walk into stores, restaurants, and offices, there are words. Our children have to learn how to read to survive in this world. How can they understand language if they can't read? How can they authorize things for themselves if they can't read? How can they learn all their options if they cannot read? They will have limited verbal skills, limited imagination, limited empathy for others, limited thinking through issues, and limited brain function. Reading is vital. Reading is a need for children. The kids are behind, and their confidence will lack because of it. Their personal growth, academic success, and critical thinking skills depend on the level of reading that they have. If we look at jobs now, the need for people to critically think is very high. All right? So, in this episode, I want to talk about if the kids can't read, why they will fail. My name is Shan. This is Cozy Boom Podcast. Jobs that require critical thinking right now in 2025, and there will be more along this list in the future, would be computer programming, human to human, until AI takes that over, market researchers, engineers, financial examiners, biochemists, software developers, business analysts, and AI specialists, people who can fix what is not correct with AI, people who can correct the people who work with AI, have to be able to critically think. Now, I don't like approaching things one-sided. I like to figure out all the W's, okay? So let's figure out the why. Why are kids behind in reading? I had to think about it personally and with my common sense that is not so common. Shout out to Everything Culture, Drake. Check that podcast out. Number one, too much watching that the kids are doing. Number two, not enough writing or reading. Number three, accepted emoji talk in spaces where it should not be accepted. Number four, visual stimulation is taking over hands-on fun, outside fun, and adventure fun. You learn a lot more being outside playing with people. You learn a lot more discussing game rules with people, right? Number five, short attention spans due to too many digital devices. Number six, smartphones given to children too early. Tablets given to children for too long. Okay, I'm going to be realistic here. Parents and I.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do allow my children to be on an iPad, but how long do you allow them to be on an iPad? So one thing that I do in my house is I allow 6 hours of being on the computer or the iPad. That's either 3 hours in the morning, take a break, do some work, do some reading, and then 3 hours after that. They get to choose those 3 hours. After those 3 hours are up, you're off the TV, you're off the devices, you're off the games. Try it out. Number 7, parents are not reading. They are not reading with their kids, and their schedules are too on the go to sit down and really see reading-wise where their children are at. And reading is not just hearing your child read or reading to them. Reading is also asking questions about what they read after, seeing if they caught on to the point of the book, seeing if they saw the lesson in the story. That's the comprehension part that a lot of people are lacking, because in every relationship in adulthood, you can talk to a person all day and then they do the same thing you asked them not to do, or the same thing you told them they need to improve the same way. And it's because they're not comprehending what you talked about. They're not comprehending what you put in that report. Okay? They signed it. They signed the report, or they signed the write-up. They heard you talking, but they're not getting it. It's not clicking. Their elevator is not reaching the top, okay? Number 8, schools push shorter texts and computers more than they do books that kids are actually interested in. When I was in school, the most irritating part of English class, the higher grades that I got, was their push for kids to read Beowulf. Their push for kids to read Romeo and Juliet. Their push for kids to read Huckleberry Finn. To me, how many great stories have come since those releases? So many, too many. We cannot keep regurgitating the same books, the same writings, and the same authors because our parents read them, because they gave this literature 5 stars. If the new kids of this generation have other interests, why not find a great author or a great writer to give them books that are just great or even better than those books that our parents read, our grandparents read? And if we don't find a connection with the literature that we're giving kids, they're going to read it, but they're not going to digest it. They're going to read it, but they're not going to just take it in and really dissect it or find interest in it, which means it's pointless. It's not going to be a story they remember when they're in their 20s. It's not going to be a story they want their kids to read. Like, come on. We have to stop letting 50-year-olds and 60-year-olds that are on the boards of education decide a prehistoric curriculum for a new generation. It makes no sense. You have to get books that your kids are interested in for them to want to read. Now let's get to the what. The what is, what can we do to help kids? Because parenting is 65% doing, 10% sleeping, 10% preventing and preparing, and 15% feeling, care, and love. And don't get me wrong, a lot of what's fueling the doing is the love, the care, and the feelings that you have for your children and the children in your home. But it is more so 65% doing, because if you're not doing and you're just saying you love and you care for them, it's not going to click. It's not going to make anything shake, okay? So, what can we do to help kids get better at reading? We can take them to the library. Libraries still exist. Check your community for a library. They usually update their books faster than most bookstores. Number two, buying them books that they're interested in. Number three, sit down with them daily for at least 30 minutes to listen to them read. You have 30 minutes in your day for your child. Stop. Stop. You do. And make it enough. Shout out to Friday. A classic. Number four, ask them about the book that they read and allow them to share facts about what they're reading. Ari loves to do that. Number five, get their hearing checked and their vision checked. Because some kids, it's not that they don't want to read. It's they can't hear very well, and they can't hear what's being read to them. So it's not going to click. And if their vision is messed up and they cannot see the board or they cannot see what they're reading, you would want to know that so you understand where the issue is coming from. Number six, are they showing you symptoms of dyslexia? Now, I don't want you, you know, diagnosing your child, but some symptoms are, would they speak late? Maybe they start talking at 4 or 5. They have delayed understanding when you do talk to them. Their speech needs help. They cannot memorize things. They cannot unscramble letters and words. They have headaches and they have a hard time spelling. If you're noticing this and you've practiced with your child and it's just not happening, ask for help. Look into some resources. Number seven, play word games with your kids. Scrabble, crossword puzzles, I Spy games. You know, get some books that you know they might be interested in and, you know, make it a game. Time them, you know, see what they could find out before you do. Make it fun. Number eight, make sure the home that your child spends the most time is in is comfortable for them to read, quiet enough for them to read, cozy enough for them to want to sit and read. Because if your child doesn't have a clean, comfortable place to sit and read or have a snack, why would they want to sit and read? Duh. Okay. Number nine, update and upgrade their book, their books on their bookshelf. I have a kid's bookshelf in my room, in my house. It's in the kitchen. I have books in my room. I have books in Ari's room. I have books in the living room. I have books on a bookshelf in one of the living rooms. Like, there's books all over the place. You can't sit in my house and tell me that you're bored. In a Caribbean household that I grew up in, don't ever tell your mom or your dad that you're bored because they're going to find a book for you to read. Okay, 40% of fourth graders, listen to this, 40% of fourth graders and 33% of eighth graders are reading below the basic level on the National Assessment of Education Processes. Okay, so that's like a literacy assessment that tells us where our kids are at. And reading scores are declining. So if you don't know what level your child is reading at, talk to their teacher. If you're not getting books for your child to read to you, how would you know? If you care about how your child does academically, make sure they know how to read the question on the test. Make sure they know how to digest a paragraph and answer the questions in the text. Because if they don't know, how are they going to follow directions that they can't read? How do they know how to answer questions to text? How do they know if they should sign that document, yes or no, or not? Or authorize someone to do a test on them at school? Because the way that these schools are set up, they will do some shifty things without a parent consent. And because your child signed it, they went ahead and did it. Like, you have to allow your child to have a voice in this world. And the way that we make sure that our children have voices is to make sure that they are prepared for the things that are in this world. And it's words everywhere. I'm sitting at my desk right now. There's words everywhere on paper, on this can, on my mouse pad, on books, on games, on cups. Like, there's words everywhere around me. Make sure your children can read. Read with your kids. Ask them what they read. If you don't care, why would your kids care? If you don't read, why would your kids read? Read with your kids so they don't fall behind. My name is Shan. I am the mama of the girls. Thank you so much for checking out Cozy Womb Podcast. Peace. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on your social media, and leave a review and rating. To catch the latest from me, you can check out shambipodden.com or follow me on Instagram and Twitter at shambipodden. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you listen next time. Peace.
Hi, Indy. I love you.